Yesterday and today, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, welcome back. It's Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you live from Unadilla Valley as it's the Girls MAC Basketball Championship now as Unitigo will take on Green. And it's time for the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area. Plus, they have local rentals. And remember, no matter your credit situation, Butler Auto will get you financed on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Well, a really good matchup on tap here as Green comes in with a record of 17-1, Unitigo at 15-5. And Unitigo, the defending MAC champions from a year ago, they have a lot on the line here tonight. Green looking for their first league championship since 2008, and these two teams had a great battle in the regular season. And it just feels, Coach, like this is one that everybody's been waiting all week for. I think the MAC was very balanced and even this year, and we'll see who comes out as the champ here tonight.
Yeah, it should be a good game. And where was the first game when they played? Was it at Green?
First game was at Green.
Okay, and it was a close game?
Close game. Green pulled it out in the end. And with the two divisions this year, things have been a little different, so they only played that one time.
And both played quality opponents to get to the championship game. Unitigo defeating Sydney 50-37. I know they split early. And then Green with a tough 40-38 victory, avenging their lone loss of the year. So should be a good game between two quality opponents here.
I mean, just to give you an idea of how close the MAC was this year, they had to have two tiebreaker games in the divisions to see who would get here to the MAC championship game. It was basically kind of served as semifinals, but it wasn't supposed to be that way. It was supposed to just be the winner of each division advanced to the championship game. And kind of funny in the first year of having a little bit different of a setup that they had to go directly to the two tiebreakers. And it wasn't just the one division, it was the two.
And If I'm not mistaken, Unitigo and Sydney played in the one tiebreaker.
Yes.
We called the game early. It might have been the first game of the year at Sydney with Unitigo. Unitigo won on Sydney's home floor. Then Sydney returned the favor and defeated Unitigo on their home floor. And Green, did they split with Oxford as well?
Green split with Oxford. Early in the year, Green won at home, and then Oxford won the rematch at Oxford. In convincing fashion, that was a game we also did here on CDO, and Oxford looked really, really good that night, and Green, you know, just had that one hiccup in the season, but then they were able to come back and win in the tiebreaker game in dramatic fashion, 40-38 last Saturday here at UV. So hard to tell who has the momentum coming into this game, Coach. I really don't know. A lot of people have asked me this week, and I said, you can kind of flip a coin. It's hard to know who might be the favorite here tonight.
And with that being said, you know, they're used to this gym. A lot of times we talk about championship games and, the team's never played here, or only a few kids have played here. It's at a college facility. So not only have they played throughout their, you know, modified and JV and varsity careers here at UV, but just last weekend they were here in the tiebreaker game. So both teams should feel comfortable, feel relaxed, and ready to go.
One thing that is kind of been a running joke, I guess, throughout the league this year is there's been a lot of low-scoring games. There's been games in the 20s and 30s all season long, and, you know, I don't say that as a bad thing. I say that a lot of these teams played really tough, scrappy defense, and almost like we said with the boys' game, you had to earn every single basket, and we've done a lot of games this year that were in the high 20s and low 30s. I might expect something like that here tonight, a real kind of slugfest where it's going to come down to a few key buckets late in the game. Would not surprise me at all.
And if I were to give a slight edge to the two teams, it might be to Unitigo, as they were just here in the championship game last year, so they might have a slight edge there in experience.
I'm always interested in scenarios like that, Coach, because I look at Green, and the Green girls in softball last year advanced all the way to the state championship. And then in field hockey this year, they win the section and lose a very tough game in regionals. So they have big game experience, but not necessarily in the basketball sense. So I always wonder, how's that translate?
But I think you can draw on that because, hey, we were successful in this other sport. There's a lot of times you see that. There's a group of kids at a specific school, and they tend to win something in the fall. Then they win something in the winter. Then they win something in the spring. And a lot of times, it's not necessarily maybe that they have the best team in those other sports. It's just that, hey, we tasted the success in the one sport, and now we understand what we have to do in order to win.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see. I don't think the bright lights here, as we call them, will intimidate Green, but you never know. You never know how those championship game jitters will hit you.
And I think sometimes, you know, as a team and as a group, you just learn, okay, it's a tight game. How are we going to pull this out? I draw back to my days playing in college at Hartwick. When I was a junior, it seemed like every loss we had that my junior year was by under 5 points. And we didn't seem to be able to win the close game. Then my senior year, every time there was a close game, we won. And I think a lot of that had to do with the experience we took from losing those games junior year. And then senior year, we made it to the NCAA tournament. A lot of that was due to winning the close game. So both teams have had success in multiple sports on the girls' side here, in the MAC, in the section, at the state level. So should be an exciting game. Really looking forward to it.
We'll take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. But tonight it's the MAC Girls Championship, the Green girls taking on at Unitego. Of course, we had the boys' game at 5 o'clock with the Delhi, defeating Bainbridge-Guilford 51-38. Delhi boys winning their first MAC championship since 2020. They got a really nice thing going over there for the Delhi boys program. And whoever wins here tonight, you know, will certainly continue the rich tradition of having a very good MAC champion that will go on and I'm sure do very well in sectional play. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back with the start of the MAC girls championship game on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Still thinking about opening a 15-month share certificate at SFCU? You know, the one where you'll earn 4.4% annual percentage yield with a minimum balance of just $5,000? Or the 15-month jumbo rate of 4.65% annual percentage yield with a minimum of $200,000? Well, you're running out of time because these incredible rates expire February 18, 2023. So, don't delay any longer. Put your money into a high-dividend, short-term share certificate at SFCU. Available to our valued business members, too. But remember, these special 15-month share certificate rates expire Saturday, February 18, 2023. Visit any SFCU branch location or sfcuonline.org. Membership required and valid on new money only. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. SFCU. Banking easier.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Now get ice fishing supplies, including rod and reel combos, tip-ups, seat buckets, and a variety of jigs and power bait at Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. It's the Butler Auto pregame show here for the MAC Girls Basketball Championship between Unitego and Green. Let's get you the starting lineups first for Unitego, coming in with a record of 15-5 for longtime head coach Bob Z. They start with junior number 2, Bailey McCoy, 8th grader number 5, Harley Bertzel, a senior number 11, Kylie Musaw, a senior number 15, Maddie Wilsey, and a sophomore number 22, Lizzie Kraft. On the other side for Dave Gorton and his Green Trojans, who come in with a record of 17-1, senior number 3, Emma Rice, sophomore number 5, Claire Flanagan, senior number 11, Cassie Butler, sophomore number 15, Abby Yonner, and senior number 22, Peyton Yonner. Peyton is one of the best players in the MAC and really makes Green go. I'm interested to see what Coach Z and his staff come up with to try to slow her down, because she really is the one that makes things go for the Green Trojans. And, Coach, what a nice moment here at center court. Both teams are coming together around the center circle here at Unadilla Valley, and we're going to, I think, maybe have a moment of silence here. Nope, both teams just got together. Wasn't exactly sure what they were going to do there, but a nice moment recognizing a Sydney player, Aniel McEwen-Lomnicki, who was in an accident earlier this week, hit by a car walking home from school in Sydney. And it's been great to see the whole local community come together. They're taking up a collection for her here tonight. And all our thoughts and well wishes and prayers are going up to her. She's in Syracuse receiving care. And it's really been heartwarming to see everybody come together and pray for her and play for her.
Yeah, nice moment there by two teams getting ready to, you know, go into action here in the championship game, to take that time to just let her know that they're thinking of her. Just super, super good sportsmanship and just nice effort by them as human beings. And, you know, we wish her the best of luck and have a speedy recovery.
Of course, we'll be keeping you updated on Aniel's recovery process throughout the way. Opening tip will go to Unitego. They're going to go left to right to start things off. They're in the green with the white trim. Says Unitego in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Green is in the home whites with the green trim. Says Trojans in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Unitego with the basketball. They will go to McCoy. Into the corner now for Musaw. Little give and go here. Unitego being patient. They go back to Bertzel, left side. Again, green on defense. Unitego with the ball. Bailey McCoy for three to start things off. Had to fire that one up because of the shot clock. Missed it. Rebound Trojans. And Peyton Yonner will start it off down the floor to Emma Rice. And Rice now will work one into the corner for Butler. Butler with a baseline drive. Tapped away. Rolled out of bounds. And it's going to stay with the Green Trojans. So we're about 50 seconds in and scoreless. And so the Green Trojans underneath their own basket will look to get it in. They go to Abby Yonner. Through her hands, intercepted by Bertzel. And ahead now for Kylie Musaw. Musaw for Bailey McCoy to the rim. Missed that shot. Rebound Lizzie Kraft. It bounces around. A hot potato is saved by McCoy. And Unitego can reset. Again, Unitego going left to right. Little pump fake here for Musaw. Into the left corner. Back out front for Bertzel. Now to McCoy. Into the corner looking for Maddie Wilsey. Continue to float it around for Musaw on the far side. Now to McCoy. Coming up on 10 on the shot clock. Unitego being very patient here. And Green's going to get a steal out of it with Peyton Yonner. Yonner will come across midcourt. Looking to set it up now for the Green Trojans. Yonner will flip one for Claire Flanagan. Into the right corner as Green goes right to left. Little give and go. No, intercepted here by Unitego and Harley Bertzall. 6:15 to go here in the first quarter. Scoreless as both teams settle into the girls' MAC championship game. Pass to the interior for Lizzie Kraft is knocked out of bounds. And, Coach, your thoughts just on the opening 2 minutes here as both teams settle in.
Well, both teams are being patient. They're doing a good job of trying to execute offense, trying to get a good shot. So we'll see who can break the scoring seal first here.
Unitego with the ball. They go to Maddie Wilsey on the interior. Her shot was partially blocked but kicked back out, and Unitego will hold on to possession. Again, 10 on the shot clock. Musaw straight away. Now to McCoy, looking for options. They haven't been able to crack it yet. Bertzel's not going to get the shot off in time. Does, but it's a shot clock violation with 5:50 to go in the first quarter.
That's almost two shot clock violations here in the first couple minutes for Unitego, so give credit to Green's defense, making him work to try to get his shot.
Here's Peyton Yonner across midcourt. Now to Emma Rice. Rice tries to go to the interior, slapped away into the corner for Abby Yana. Rolls out of bounds. Going to stay with Green. And you can see, maybe as we were talking about during our pregame show, that a lot of these games this year have turned into battles just like this, back and forth, and every basket has come at a premium. Trojans will look to get it in to the left corner, and now they'll find Abby Yonner. We'll work one back out to Rice. Now to Butler. Good pump fake, trying to get some room. They go to Flanagan, far side. Now to Yonner. Musaw has been draped all over her. Yonner is going to have to try to fire one up, and a shot clock violation on Green. Both teams looking for options, but not finding many so far.
You know, in basketball, when you make a shot from the floor, it's called a field goal. But normally when you hear that, you think of football. So it'll be the first team to have some success with a field goal here.
Here is Harley Bertzel to the left side. Back out Musaw. 0-0 our score with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here is Wilsie. Shot won't go down. Rattled out. Rebound for Abby Yonner.
But that was the first good look of the game, and we're almost halfway through the first quarter, so both teams playing outstanding defense here early.
Rice finds Flanagan, far side corner. Her shot's a little short. Lizzie Kraft is able to Windex the glass. Rebound ahead for Bertzel. And down the left side of the floor for Bertzel. She'll pull it back out and go back to Bailey McCoy. Unitigo resetting the offense here. We're still scoreless with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. McCoy to the right side. Dishing one for Bertzel. Looking for Musaw. She tries a three. That's off the back of the rim. McCoy with a rebound. Stuck in a tough spot. Is able to work one back out for Wilsie. Her shot also off the mark. Rebound underneath. Scooped up by Musaw, but stripped, and Green will come away. And here's Peyton Yonner. Here's where she thrives. In transition. Pulls her way through. Tries to get a shot to go down. It won't go. Did everything but finish there, and now a rebound back for Unitigo. Halfway through the first quarter, we're scoreless. Musaw trying to break that, and she does. A three for Kylie Musaw in the left corner for Unitigo.
That was her spot last year in the championship, the left corner, so she likes it down there.
Yeah, they're going to be missing some of their shooters from last year, but Green answering back into the corner for Claire Flanagan, and she finishes from the right low block, and she's fouled for Green. So 3:45 to go in the first. And Flanagan to the line looking for a three-point play. Flanagan will settle in here. Shot from the line for Claire Flanagan is good.
Big answer there for Green to get on the board.
Back the other way for Unitigo now. We're tied 3-3 here in the MAC Girls Basketball Championship. With 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here is Lizzie Kraft. Low block, her jumper from the baseline, out of bounds. Last touched by Unitigo to go back to the Green Trojans. And Yonner will walk it down the floor here in a 3-3 ball game. Immediately met at midcourt by Kylie Musaw. That seems to be the plan. Have Musaw shadow Peyton Yonner. Now to Emma Rice. To the interior, back out Cassie Butler. Three ball for Green off the back of the rim. And a rebound underneath by Wilsie and a foul on the Green Trojans. On that rebound. Foul going to be on Claire Flanagan. Her first, the team's first. Both teams with one team foul apiece. McCoy to the right side for Musaw now. For Bertzel, looking for options, comes back to McCoy at the top of the key. Now for Musaw to the interior, Lizzie Kraft on the left low block, intercepted by Peyton Yonner. Shot out of a cannon down the right side. Yonner coast to coast, and she finishes.
Tough drive and basket there for Yonner.
And that is what Yonner does. You see her do that time and time again throughout the regular season, and that's what she always seems to be looking for. Gives Green a 5-3 lead with 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Unitigo with the ball. Here is Musaw. Floats one back to the far side for Bertzel, to the corner for Wilsie. On the right low block, Wilsie with a shot partially blocked, and Green will come away with it. And ahead now for Yonner, and across midcourt she comes. Green coming in with a record of 17-1. Yonner into the right corner, now for Butler. Pass to the high post for Flanagan. Up off the glass, no. Rebound for Abby Yonner, but it was ripped away by Bailey McCoy. McCoy across midcourt, finds Musaw. To the interior now for Lizzie Kraft. Good turnaround shot, missed it, but she is fouled and will go to the line for Unitigo. 2 minutes to go, first quarter, Green 5, Unitigo 3. MAC Girls Basketball Championship here tonight. Nate Lowell, Greg Bonskowski with you. Also WCDO intern Hannah Bonskowski joining us here tonight doing the stats. We'll probably have her on during halftime. So Lizzie Kraft will settle in. Her first shot at the line is good.
Now, one of the things that was key, I thought, in the boys' game was Delhi's depth. How are these two teams? I mean, you've seen them a little more than I have this year. Do they have a lot of depth on the bench, either team? Or
second shot for Unitigo is no good. Coach, I think, I would say they both go two or three deep. I think both teams have some nice players that come off the bench, like Lila Beifeld, who's in there now for Green at the high post. Lila gets this and is fouled at the right elbow here. She comes in to provide some key minutes. And on the other side for Unitigo, Madison Bertzel is able to come in as well as Avery James and give you some good minutes. So we'll see how each coach decides to use it tonight. Into the corner now for Butler. Green with the basketball, floating one to the far side. Now high post by Felt. Works it back out, Flanagan. Right side three, yes, for Claire Flanagan.
With a teardrop. That one came down, I think, with some snow on it.
6 points for Claire Flanagan in the early going, and it's 8-4 Green over Unitigo. Ball to the top of the key. Kylie Musaw steps in for a long two. No rebound here for Green. Well done by Callie Knapp, who's another key bench player here for the Green Trojans with a minute 15 to go in this first quarter. It's 8-4. And the Green Trojans looking for some more on offense here. Right side for Peyton Yonner. Tries to go to the interior. Knocked out of bounds and will stay with the Trojans.
And sometimes in a championship game, that's the key. You know, who gets the contribution off the bench? Just last night in the Delaware League Championship for the boys, South Courtright had a great contribution off the bench by Cole.
Trojans will get it in. And a straightaway three here for Callie Knapp. Won't go down. And Maddie Wilsey is able to clean it up. An outlet pass to Kylie Musaw. Unitigo with the ball with under a minute to go in the first quarter. Musaw with a bounce pass for Harley Bertzel. Down low, Lizzie Kraft puts it up off the glass and scores.
Nice move there.
45 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's 8-6. Green girls leading over Unitigo. After that basket by Lizzie Kraft, here's Lila Beifeld at the free throw line. Scores for Green to make it 10-6. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Unitigo back with the basketball, trailing by four late in the first frame. Musaw, left side three, no, off the top of the backboard here. Comes back down. Lizzie Kraft had a chance, but it wouldn't go, and a rebound for Green. 15 seconds left now for the Trojans. They can set up for the last shot of the quarter if they wish. Butler in front of the Unitigo bench on the left side. They'll work it back out. 5 seconds left, first quarter. Beifeld, another turnaround shot at the line, and she scores.
There's the contribution from the bench. 4 points in the quarter.
12-6. Coach said it. Beifeld off the bench with two huge buckets. And at the end of the first quarter, it's Green 12, Unitigo 6. MAC Girls Championship tonight on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumberyard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Green girls leading Unitigo 12-6. Start of the second quarter here from Unadilla Valley tonight. Nate Lowell, Greg Bonskowski with you. MAC Girls Basketball Championship game. Some special sponsors tonight include Village Variety in Unadilla, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, SFCU, Sportsfield Specialties in Delhi, as well as Jerry's Inn of Bainbridge. We'll be recognizing our special sponsors throughout tonight's game. A pass down low for Green is up and good for Callie Knapp. And what a run here by the Trojans, Coach. They're up 14-6.
And I think the last 6 points have all been scored by substitutions, so Green's bench is here to play.
Unitigo with the ball, going left to right. Wilsey in the corner on the baseline. Gets stuck in a tough spot Back to Musaw, to Bailey McCoy for a long two. Yes, big shot for Bailey McCoy. And she had 19 in that MAC tiebreaker game, and that was a huge thing for the Unitigo Spartans. They'll need it from her tonight as well. 7:15 to go in the second quarter. Green leading 14-8. Trojans with the ball. Here's Callie Knapp. Floating one. Back out for Emma Rice. A pass to the interior for Beifeld. Back out. Emma Rice. Three ball. No. Buckled off the side of the rim. Rebound is scooped up by Green, and they'll keep it alive.
Good effort on the boards there.
Fresh shot clock to work with. The honor into the breadbasket there of one of her teammates. Callie Knapp intercepted. Bailey McCoy trying to go coast to coast. Missed it. And a rebound by Emma Rice. Outlet pass for Peyton Yonner, and Green will slow it down. And here is Yonner across midcourt. They find Emma Rice. Coach Gorton yelling out some instructions to the girls from the Green bench, which is right here to our right at center court here at UV. Little jumper by Yonner in the paint. Wouldn't go down. Rebound for Unitigo. Coach Z wants the girls to push, he says. Back to the far side. Lizzie Kraft finds Maddie Wilsey, and a foul underneath on the Green Trojans. It was 6:15 to go in the second quarter in a 14-8 ball game. Green girls leading Unitigo, and Maddie Wilsey to the line here. Foul on Lila Beifeld. Her first, team's first here in the second quarter. And so Wilsey settling in, hits the first one at the line. Unitigo chipping away after falling behind late in that first quarter. Wilsey trying to add a little more to it here. Missed the second one, and a rebound by Callie Knapp. Getting it into the safe hands of Peyton Yonner. With 2 minutes gone in the second quarter, it is a 14-9 advantage for the Green girls over Unitigo in the MAC championship game. Unitigo on defense here, but they can't find Lila Beifeld in the corner. She's got 6 points off the bench. And it's 16-9.
Good execution there by Green on offense. Very patient.
Here is Lizzie Kraft into the left corner. Unitigo trailing by 7. 16-9. 5:40 to go, second quarter. Musaw to the far side for Bertzel. Now to Bailey McCoy. High post Wilsey, and she is fouled from behind there by Beifeld. Will be an inbounds situation here for Unitigo on the baseline. And again, thanks to special sponsors like Morabito Gresham Insurance, Superior Heat and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, Bainbridge Coin Laundry, as well as TK Auto Sales and Service in Bainbridge, and Clapper Construction in Otigo. Green will get it in. They go to Hartley Bertzel. Now to Bailey McCoy in the corner for three. No, off the back of the rim. Too strong. Rebound loose. Both teams wrestling for it here, and we'll have a jump ball that will keep it with the Spartans.
Good hustle there by both teams on the floor after that rebound.
5:25 to go in the second quarter, and Unitigo will look to get it in. And they will find Harley Bertzel in the corner. Her three is short. Rebound underneath by Maddie Wilsey. She's blocked from behind, and Green will come out of there with the ball. Here comes Yonner in transition. Steps into the defense, and her layup won't go. Jump ball on the rebound is going to stay with the Trojans here with 5:10 to go, second quarter. 16-9 the score. Here comes Madison Bertzel in for Harley Bertzel. So both teams going to the bench early. Trojans will work it in. Going right to left. They're in the white with the green trim tonight. Peyton Yonner straightaway three off the right side of the rim, and Bailey McCoy with a rebound as Unitigo's in the dark green tonight with the white trim. They go left to right here in the second quarter. Bertzel feeding one into the corner now for Wilsey. Back out to McCoy. They'll flush one over to the far side. Back for Madison Bertzel. Looking for options. They find McCoy. Pump fakes on a long two to the interior. Blocked by Abby Yonner. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by Unitigo and going back to Green.
I think if Unitigo let that one go, it would have stayed with them. But you can't fault the hustle. But it looked like to me that it was deflected off of Green there. And it would have stayed with Unitigo, and they would have had another possession.
I agree, Coach. Claire Flanagan coming back in. She has 6 points to lead the way, along with Lila Beifeld for the Green Trojans. Yonner with just two so far, but Green surviving without it. Green, a kick by the Unitego defense here.
Green is doing a nice job of getting the ball into that high post section of the floor, like the foul line area against Unitego's 2-3 zone, and then they've either shot the foul line jumper or they found a cutter on the baseline.
Flanagan will float one back up to Abby Yonner, or to Peyton, excuse me, over to Emma Rice. A three for her is off the mark, out of bounds and back to Unitego. Some more special sponsors for tonight's broadcast include Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, Wrench's Village Auto Supply, or Auto Service, I should say, of Green, as well as Clark Farms Creamery in Delhi. Timeout's going to be taken here with 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Unitego calls for the break, and the Green Girls lead 16-9 over Tego here on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
4:15 to go in the second quarter. Welcome back on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Unitego girls trailing Green here in the MAC championship, 16-9. And there's 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Nate Lullen, Greg Bonskowski with you here. A steal by the Green Trojans on defense. Into the safe hands of Peyton Yonner, and she'll bring it back down the floor. Yonner to the right side, finding Claire Flanagan. Now back to Emma Rice, and to the left side for Yonner. Looking down low for Abby. Yonner, that is. Good move to get her face up to the basket here. Tries a second chance, and it won't go. Rebound Unitego. And McCoy in transition across midcourt. Unitego goes left to right. Moussaw steps in for a long two. Foot was on the line, and it won't go. Rebound for Peyton Yonner on the far side. Yonner in transition to the high post. Her jumper a little too strong, but a rebound for Green. Yonner wants to fire it up again. This one's off the mark. And Peyton just unable to get a shot to fall here in the early going, but Green still in control, 16-9.
That first one she took, she didn't really have her feet set. The second one, I think she just rushed a little bit. But
3:15 to go in the second quarter, 16-9 our score. Trojans will look to get it in. They find Peyton Yonner on the right low block, right back into the purple paint. She fires it up. It won't go. Rebound underneath by Maddie Wilsey. Outlet pass. They find Kylie Moussaw. Moussaw to the right side, dribbles through the paint, tries to toss one up. No. Rebound Lizzie Kraft. That also won't fall. Moussaw steals it back. A third chance also won't go in. And finally, Green will rip it away. And Yonner down the right side of the floor with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. 16-9 our score still. The Green Girls leading Unitego here in the MAC championship. They find Abby Yonner on the right low block, and she flushes it in.
That's that play we were talking about, though. They found the open player in the foul line area and then bounced it into the baseline.
Here is Moussaw, top of the key. Now to McCoy. They continue to work it around to the far side now for Moussaw. Green having a little bit more success on offense so far tonight. Cassie Butler with a block, but she's whistled for the foul, and it'll send Maddie Wilsey to the line. Both teams going back to the bench here as Callie Knapp will step in, as well as Caitlin Henn here for Unitego. So Wilsey will settle in here at the line with 2:20 to go in the second quarter. And first shot is up and good for Wilsey. And the second one coming now for Wilsey. Cuts it to an 18-10 game. And make that 18-11 as Wilsey hits both at the line. 2:15 to go in the second quarter. MAC Girls Championship here tonight. at Unadilla Valley. Delhi boys won the boys game earlier. That started at 5. Green passing it down low to Abby Yonner. She has her pocket picked by Maddie Wilsey. And ahead now for Kylie Moosaw. Moosaw takes it right to the rim. Can't get it to go. Too strong and a rebound by Cassie Butler. Butler ahead here for Yonner. Yonner with a lot of contact. No call. Is able to flip one to the far side now for Butler. To the interior for Abby Yonner. Floats one back out. Callie Knapp, a long two. Rolls off the back of the rim. Ball loose underneath off of that miss, and Maddie Wilsey was able to grab that ball. Ahead now for Madison Bertzel. Feeds one back to Bailey McCoy with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Chance of defense from the student section here for Green. Moosaw lost it out of bounds, and it's going back to the Trojans. With a minute 24 to go here in the second quarter, it is Green leading 18-11 in the MAC Girls Championship. And so the Trojans will walk it down the floor. Going ahead here with Yonner. Abby to the interior here at the foul line. Steps through, up off the glass. Yes, for Abby Yonner. She finishes.
Nice shot with the left hand there.
Makes it Green 20 and Unitigo 11 with a minute to go in the second quarter. Moosaw with the ball on the left side. Now back to Madison Bertzel. Finding Moosaw again. On the baseline drive here for Maddie Wilsey, knocked away. Yonner shot out of a cannon, back down the floor. Yonner tries to take it to the rim and scores. Peyton Yonner for two, and she's going to the line.
The degree of difficulty on that shot was pretty high.
Not sure how she got it to go down, but she did flip it up. Kind of looked like a Luke Schnabel shot from earlier. With 46 seconds to go here in the second quarter, Coach Gordon taking out Abby Yonner here for some late protection. 46 seconds to go here, second quarter, and Peyton's at the line and hits it. And that puts Green ahead 23-11 with 46 seconds to go in the second quarter. And so McCoy will walk it down the floor.
Big possession here for Unitigo. Can they get something positive going into the locker room?
They try to go to Harley Bertzel, who's back in. Bertzel up near midcourt will give the little underhand shovel down low, looking for Maddie Wilsey. No, rebound for Butler. Outlet pass to Peyton Yonner with 30 ticks left here before the halftime break, and Green leading 23-11. Trojans will pull it out. Yonner content to take some time. Goes to Callie Knapp on the right wing as Green goes right to left. Knapp to the interior. Dishes one back over, and a jumper for Peyton Yonner is too strong. 13 seconds left. Rebound Unitigo. Spartans across midcourt, finding Moosaw, pump fakes, into the paint, floater for Kylie, no, rebound Peyton Yonner, 4 seconds left, down to two, Yonner at midcourt for three at the buzzer, no, just off the mark. That'll bring it to halftime, 23-11, Green with the energy right now, Coach, and a good first half for the Trojans.
Yeah, Unitigo's just got to come out and see the ball go in the basket. They've had some good looks, just haven't been able to finish. Gives some credit to Green's defense. They're kind of packing it in and saying, go ahead, shoot it from the perimeter. So we'll see what the two coaches here, Coach Z and Coach Gordon, have for halftime adjustments.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. We will welcome in Hannah Bonskowski to give us some full stats. But again, other special sponsors tonight include Clark Farms Creamery in Delhi, Payne's Cranes of Bainbridge, Benson Agency Real Estate of Oneonta, Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge, Erica's Cakery of Bainbridge, Snips and Snails Consignment in Bainbridge, and Awestruck Ciders of Sydney. And we can't forget our good friends at Him and Haw Country Store in Green. We'll be back in just a few minutes with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report on WCDO. Stay tuned.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
Deep early in this third quarter. McCoy with the basketball. Right side, floats one to Moosaw. Far side, Maddie Wilsey, her jumper won't fall. Rebound, out of bounds, going back to Green. And the Green faithful not pleased. They wanted that ball, but it's going to go to the Green Trojan.
Well, it looks like the officials are going to confer to get together here, see what they got. They're going to keep it going the same way. Oh, no, they're going to change it. UNT go ball.
Wow. They went to the instant replay there and checked it out, and it's going to go back to Unitigo.
Where was the red flag? I didn't see it.
Yeah, no one threw the challenge flag like we saw in the boys game earlier, which was just a towel they were tossing out on the court to try to clean up some of the water out there. But in the meantime, that's a big get back because Unitigo hits a three there with Bailey McCoy in the corner.
That was America's out-of-bounds play. Everybody has that one in their arsenal.
Makes it 23-14. Can Green answer? And they try to go to the far side, intercepted here by Unitigo. That was by Lizzie Kraft. Now to Bailey McCoy as Unitigo brings it back down the floor, setting it up as Unitigo's in the green with the white trim going right to left. It's that dark green color as the Green Trojans are in the white uniforms with the lighter green trim. Here is Musaw to the left side, wants a three, no. Off the back of the rim, Lizzie Kraft skies for a rebound and then is fouled from behind here by Emma Rice, who was trying to steal it away. Minute gone here in the third quarter, and it's 23-14, the Green girls leading Unitigo. And so the Spartans will work it into the right side with Kylie Musaw. Musaw back to the left side, finding McCoy. Pass to the interior, looking down low for Maddie Wilsey. It won't go, but she's fouled, and Wilsey will head to the line with 6:45 to go in the third quarter.
If I'm not mistaken, this is the exact score of the boys' game at halftime from today.
I believe so. Delhi was able to pull away in that ball game, win 51-38 earlier to win the MAC championship on the boys' side. Maddie Wilsey at the line. First shot won't go. Died on the front of the rim, and a second shot coming here for Wilsey. 6:43 to go, third quarter. Wilsey's second shot is good for Unitigo. So Maddie Wilsey now with 4 points, makes it Green 23, Unitigo 15, with 6.5 to go in this third quarter. Live from Unadilla Valley tonight, it's the MAC Girls Basketball Championship here on WCDO. Peyton Yonner at the foul line was trying to get into the purple paint and was fouled here by Bailey McCoy. And so this will send Peyton Yonner to the line. Second personal foul on Bailey McCoy and the second team foul here. First shot for Yonner at the line is good. Yonner with 6 points, looking to add to it here. If you had said the Green would have a lead like that, and Peyton was a little quiet in the first half, at least scoring the ball as she gets the second one to go, I don't know if I would have believed you.
Yeah, they had some big contributions from their bench there in the first half.
So it's a 25-15 ball game. Green girls leading Unitigo, 6:20 to go, third quarter. Good ball movement by Unitigo to the left wing, low block here for Lizzie Kraft. Her shot was off the mark and a rebound for Butler on the far side, who was crashing. And back down to the floor for Peyton Yonner to the left side for Emma Rice. They'll wheel one to the high post for Abby Yonner, looking for options. Floats it down low for Cassie Butler, missed it. Abby Yonner with a rebound, puts it up and she's fouled. Nobody boxed out Abby Yonner and she makes them pay. With 6 minutes to go in the third, Green now leads 27-15. And Abby Yonner will step to the charity stripe here. Yonner taking her time at the line and can't get it to go. The rebound is going to go to Unitigo. With 6:02 going in the third quarter, it's a 27-15 ball game for Green.
I don't know about that one. I thought it was off Unitigo.
Spartans with the basketball. They'll go to McCoy. A three for Bailey is good. Huge three there for Bailey McCoy, and she has 8 points now. Makes it 27-18. They left her wide open, and she's able to hit. Now to Claire Flanagan into the right corner. Claire with those 6 points in the first half, which were key. Green tries to go to the interior, intercepted here by Kylie Musaw. Unitigo looking to run, trailing 27-18 with 5.5 to go in the third. Pass down low for Wilsey. Her jumper, no. Lizzie Kraft is able to get that ball, then lost control of it, and Butler will scoop it away from her, but then they threw it out of bounds. Yonner wasn't quite ready for it, went off of her arm, out of bounds, and it gives it back to Unitigo.
Let's see if they can capitalize again like they did last time. They're set up to run the same out-of-bounds play here.
Unitiga will get it in.
McCoy's going to come out in the far corner.
They'll find McCoy in the corner. This time Green steps out on her. Kraft to the interior, steps through. Shot won't go, but she will go to the line, and she was fouled with 5:10 to go in the third. In a 27-18 game, Green on top of Unitigo. MAC Girls Basketball Championship here again live from UV tonight. Nate Mullen and Greg Bonskowski with you on WCDO. And the first shot by Kraft is off at the line. Second one coming. And the second shot for Lizzie rattles in. Lizzie now with 4 points, makes it 27-19. The Trojans leading the Spartans with 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Peyton Yonner tries to take it to the rim, right side, no. Rolls off and a rebound for Unitigo and Lizzie Kraft. McCoy in the backcourt will come across and set up shot, finding Musoff. She'll fire early in the shot clock, rattles in and out. Abby Yonner is able to clean the glass. Outlet pass for Peyton. Peyton Yonner trying to go coast to coast, and what's the call? Going to be a charge here against Peyton Yonner, and it was a long delayed call here, but it does go to Unitigo.
Yeah, it looks like the officials kind of conferred there to see what each had. You don't have to be fully fully set. A lot of people think that you have to be still. You just have to have legal guarding position. So they must have felt that Unitigo had a legal guarding position there, and the offense created the contact.
Unitigo with the ball. They go to McCoy, now to Lizzie Kraft in the left corner. Kraft back across for Musaw. Into the paint, lost control of it, and we're going to have a foul on Green in the paint as Musaw tried to take it to the rim with 4:25 to go in the third.
I don't know what he's calling.
He called
a kick, I think.
Okay. Goes inside now for Lizzie Kraft. A lot of contact. Green was right there, but no call is made, and turnover gives it back to the Trojans. Bob Z upset with the no call there for Unitigo. And here is Flanagan straight away to the high post now for Peyton Yonner. A little baby hook in the paint. Rolls off the back of the rim. Big rebound for Maddie Wilsey. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, and Green leads 27-19. Musaw with the ball. Left side now to McCoy. Far side for Harley Burtzel. Good ball movement by Unitigo as they continue to swirl it around the top of the world. Now to McCoy. Left side, three. Yes, for Bailey McCoy. 11 points for Bailey McCoy, and it's a 27-22 ball game with 3:40 to go in the third quarter. We'll be back in the MAC Championship on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
3:45 to go in the third quarter, a 27-22 ball game. Green on top, but Unitigo chipping away here, Coach, as they try to get back into this ball game.
Yeah, Bailey McCoy has come up big here in the second half. I think does she have 9 points in the second half? Or no, she's got six.
Yep.
So two big threes to kind of keep them within striking distance here. A five-point game. So,
special sponsors tonight include Green's Long River Inn of Unadilla, Benson Agency Real Estate of Oneonta, Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, and JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge.
Let's see if Unitigo switches defenses here or if they just keep it going. Green needs to have a response.
3:40 to go here in the third quarter. It's a 27-22 ball game. Green on top of Unitigo and what has been a fun third quarter here in the MAC Girls Championship game. Green tries to go to the right low block for Abby Yonner, and the ball was punched out of bounds. It will stay with the Green Trojans. And so Cassie Butler will be doing the inbounding duties here on the baseline. They'll work it in. They go to Abby Yonner now back into the corner, looking for Cassie Butler. They tried to force one to the interior, taken away by Unitigo. There is Bailey McCoy across midcourt. Finding Kylie Musaw. Moosaw back to Harley Burtzel. Interior pass for Maddie Wilsey. Stuck on the baseline. She'll have to feed one back into the corner from McCoy with 15 on the shot clock. Now to Wilsey. To Moosaw. The top of the arc. Back to McCoy. Now they find Wilsey on the baseline, and she hits it. And Maddie Wilsey's got 6 points. Makes it 27-24 with 2:45 to go in the third to a three-point game. And now Green losing control of it near midcourt. Peyton Yonner's able to chase it back, but Bailey McCoy stole it away. And then Yonner from behind with a big block, and they're going to call a foul with 2:37 to go in the third. Oh, boy, great hustle by Yonner, but they say she must have got a piece of her as McCoy goes to the line now to shoot two. That's three fouls on Peyton Yonner as well here for the Green Trojans. 2:37 to go here, third quarter. Bailey McCoy settling in at the line, and her first shot is off the mark. Second one coming. Boy, this is going to come down to maybe what we expected it to be. Green appeared to be pulling away, but Unitiga was scratched and clawed their way back in. Second shot for McCoy, rattles down. She's got 12. And it's a two-point ball game here with 2.5 to go in the third. 27-25, Green on top.
And Unitigo has switched defenses here. They're playing a 1-3-1.
Yonner tried to take it to the rim. It bounced off the back and then rolled over the line out of bounds, but will stay with the Trojans. Cassie Butler doing the inbounding duty. She's got to hurry. Inbounds pass somehow finds its way to Yonner after bouncing around. Yonner to the right side. Now for Callie Knapp. Tried to go to the interior. Taken away here by Kylie Moosaw.
Got an inadvertent whistle. Going to stay with Unitigo.
And so the Spartans will get the ball back. And here comes Unitigo down the floor looking to tie this ball game or possibly take the lead. A big third quarter comeback here for Unitigo. McCoy now finding Wilsey. Pull up jumper. No. And a rebound for Green, and then a foul as Claire Flanagan hustled in to get that rebound. Coach Z arguing his case. Foul's going to be on Kylie Moosaw, her second and the team's third. Team foul situation, 5 for Green and 3 for Unitigo. Callie Knapp will dribble it back up to the top of the key. And we'll go to the high post for Byfeld. Now to Peyton Yonner. Three ball left side, just a little too strong. Rebound by Lila Byfeld. Huge to come up with that. Gets it back to Yonner on the interior. Just a little too strong on the second chance shot. Now here's Cassie Butler, and she's fouled at the left low block.
And let's see who this is going to be on. Yeah, that's going to be 3, I believe, on
Lizzie Kraft.
Lizzie Kraft. Oh, no.
Going to be her second, it looks like.
So I thought they got her down here for a foul, but it must have been somebody else on the last one.
And so they will have the ball. Green, that is. On the baseline, they go to Claire Flanagan. The deep three here won't go from the corner. Rebound, Unitigo. Bailey McCoy ahead now for Kylie Moosaw. Takes it inside. Shot won't go. Flanagan, another big rebound for Green off the miss. Outlet pass to Peyton Yonner. Yonner will bring it forward to the left side. Yonner, a charge is the call on Yonner. Unitigo's gotten her to fall into that trap twice here tonight with a minute 17 to go in the third quarter.
And I think that's her fourth. Am I wrong on that one?
It's either going to be 3 or 4 here. That's 4 for Yonner. Huge. With 1:17 to go here in the third. She's their floor general. And so Unitigo will bring it back down the floor with a buck 15 to go here in the third quarter. Unitigo with the ball. They go inside for Lizzie Kraft. No, shot was missed. A lot of contact, no call. Unitigo coming a bit unglued there after that no call. Trojans back down the floor with Claire Flanagan. Flanagan looking to create some space, and they go to Emma Rice. How will the Green offense look without Yonner on the floor? Emma Rice to the left side. Now to Byfeld. They need this jumper if you're a Trojans fan. She can't hit. Rebound Kraft. Outlet pass for Bailey McCoy. And McCoy will come across midcourt. Finds Kylie Moosaw. 3 for Kylie is good. 6 points for Moosaw. And Unitigo leads 28-27 with 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Back the other way now for Green. They'll go to Claire Flanagan. Thought about dialing up the three, but didn't pull the trigger. Now back to Emma Rice. Beifeld at the high post. Back out Flanagan. Deep three, no. Too strong. Rebound, Manny Wilsey. Thought it was Kraft, but it was Wilsey on the far side. 8 seconds left. Third quarter. Musa is going to have to shoot a three at the buzzer. No, and that'll do it. Heck of a comeback here by Unitigo, and they lead 28-27. Fourth quarter coming up here on WCDO.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. The Unitigo girls with a huge third quarter. They storm back to take a 28-27 lead over Green as we hit the fourth now. So here we go.
And the interesting question is going to be, when will Green go back to Yonner?
Into the corner now for Green. They try a shot now for Butler. Missed, but the rebound goes to Callie Knapp. Her chance goes off the front of the rim. I couldn't believe it didn't go down. And back down the floor here for Unitigo. Into the paint. Pull-up jumper for Musaw is knocked away. Back out McCoy. Three, too strong. Rebound Lizzie Kraft out of her hands and into the hands of Lila Beifeld. So a 28-27 game. Unitigo on top of Green. Now to Beifeld. Steps up at the foul line, and she can't get that to go. Gets her own rebound, but then it's stripped by Unitigo. And Green has just gone cold here, Coach.
Yeah, they're getting good shots. They're just maybe rushing a little bit, maybe a little excited.
MAC championship game live here at Unadilla Valley tonight. Unitigo leading 28-27 after trailing at halftime by a wide margin. They've come back in this game. Kraft down low on the left low block. Kraft trying to bully her way inside, and now we got a jump ball, which will keep it with Unitigo. Looks like a whale of a finish is ahead of us. Only seven on the shot clock here on this possession for the Spartans. Peyton Yonner with four fouls, the star for the Green Trojans. Unitigo will get it in. Harley Burtzel for three. Oh, it was halfway down. It rattled out, but somehow McCoy into the land of the trees gets the rebound. Pulls one back out. Unitigo can reset here with 6:45 to go in the fourth. Now for Musaw, drive to the hoop, but it won't go. Claire Flanagan comes out of the frame with the ball. Back down the floor for the Trojans. Now for Callie Knapp, trying to go up top and finds Emma Rice. Into the paint, Rice far side. Cassie Butler for three, too strong. Rebound Callie Knapp, Green keeps it alive. Here for Flanagan, high post for Beifeld. She tried to go up with it. Jump ball will keep it with Green, I believe.
But just as easily as Unitigo got hot there in the third quarter, they can go cold again. I mean, I think would they have 13 points at halftime?
Yes.
So Green's not out of this game by any means. They just got to get a hoop here, kind of stay attached, buy as much time as they can before they come back with Yonner, and hopefully that she can seal the deal.
Abby Yonner now to the high post. She just checked back into the game, missed it. Butler gets a rebound, though, and is able to put it up and in.
Big putback.
Green retakes the lead, 29-28, with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Bailey McCoy is going to dial up another three for Unitigo and hit.
That's her spot. She's made about three from that same spot.
15 for Bailey McCoy. And Unitigo retakes it, 31-29. Green trying to answer. Callie Knapp. A three of her own, no, and then a rebound for Butler, and she's fouled as she tried to put it back up with 5:45 left. And Butler will step depth of the line here, and how long does Coach Gorton try to hold Peyton Yonner on the bench? Coach, if it's you, how long you holding, you think?
I mean, it depends. I think if Unitico gets ahead by, like, two possessions, I think I got to go back to it. But if I can stay attached or, like, within striking distance, I think you try to get as much time as you can until you feel comfortable that she can go back out there and not pick up that fifth foul.
Butler goes 0 for 2 at the line here, and Unitico's going to get it back. Second shot went out of bounds, so now Unitico will inbound and bring it back up. Right side of the floor for Kylie Musaw with about 5.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. McCoy, another three. Is it possible? No. Musaw, the rebound, yes. And Musaw's got 8, and Unitico leads 33-29 with 5:25 to go in the fourth. Butler to the left side, dials up a three. It's too strong. And a rebound for Harley Bertzel. She lost it, though, out of bounds. She got tripped up. And it's going to stay with the Green Trojans here.
Here she comes.
And Yonner's going to come back in with 5:19 on the clock. We'll mark it down to see how this game finishes up.
Coach Gorton and I were on the same page there. 4-point game, get her back in there. It's about 5 minutes to go.
Trojans need a bucket here. And on the baseline, Butler will look to get it in. They go to Emma Rice at midcourt. Rice will go to Peyton Yonner, who is straight away. She likes to set up the offense. Goes to her sister Abby at the high post. That shot won't go. Lila Beifeld with a rebound, and then she threw it away, and Unitico will come up with it. 5 minutes left. MAC Girls Championship game. It's 33-29. Here's McCoy, right side. Flips one over Musaw. Kraft in the corner. Her jumper, no. Hit the rim, popped up in the air, and then Green with a rebound with Cassie Butler. Ahead, down the floor for Abby Yonner. Floats one back out, Emma Rice. Straight away three now, Peyton Yonner. Yes, Peyton Yonner from downtown.
Big shot there.
Makes it 33-32. Spartans up by a point with 4.5 to go. Unitico with the basketball. Here's Harley Bursell to the left side. Strives to split a double team. Dishes for Kraft. Chest pass up top for Musaw. Far side McCoy. Now back to Harley Bertzel in the right corner. Dribbled it and had it stolen away by Green. Back down the floor. Here's Peyton Yonner. Yonner left side tried to shoot from the left elbow. It was stripped. Kraft comes away with it. And Lizzie dishes one back out for Kylie Musaw. Three is short. And Butler got the rebound on the far side. And then a traveling violation on Butler. We'll give it back to Unitico with 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Both teams just need to settle down a little bit. Last two shots were kind of rushed. Like to see a little bit of a better possession there. I know Kylie was open on the wing, but she was a little deep there. They just got the ball down in transition, threw it out, and I also thought Yonner forced that foul line jumper the last possession that Green had.
Coach, they pull Peyton Yonner back out of the game, put Claire Flanagan in, trying to buy a little bit more time here.
Now that's offense, defense.
Little one-point game. Maddie Wilsey, corner. Yes, a long two for Maddie Wilsey. She hits it. 8 now for her. Makes it 35-32. With about 3.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Timeout's going to be taken by the Green Trojans. Again, our score, Unitico 35, Green 32. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Unitico girls have a 35-32 advantage over Green with 3:30 left here in the MAC championship. Of course, want to thank just a couple more of our special sponsors here tonight, including Lou Kaiser of Tax Resolutions in Otigo, Erica's Cakery of Bainbridge, Snips and Snails Consignment in Bainbridge, as well as Payne's Cranes of Bainbridge, Benson Agency Real Estate of Oneonta, and Clark Farms Creamery in Delhi. Coach, we're set up for a great finish here, eh?
Yeah, and exactly like we thought. Green took the timeout, subbed back in Peyton Yonner. So let's see what he drew up in the timeout. They don't need a three here. Still lots of time left. Just need a productive possession.
Unitigo on defense, Green on offense. Peyton Yonner gets the ball in the backcourt and will walk it forward. Right side, Claire Flanagan. Now to Abby Yonner. Yes, in the paint. Count it for two for Yonner.
Big bucket. Let's see if Unitigo can respond.
Unitigo 35, Green 34, with 3:20 left here in the MAC championship game. Down low, Lizzie Kraft pushes her way inside. Her shot won't go. Rebound loose on the floor. Somehow, Peyton Yonner comes away with it. She glances up at the clock as she crosses half court. As Green, it goes left to right. Again, they're in the white uniforms tonight. Unitigo is in the dark green uniforms. Yonner with the ball left side. A little give and go. Flushes it down low. Byfield, the jumper is good for Lila Byfield.
Really nice pass there by Yonner to find her on the baseline.
36-35. Green retakes the lead over Unitigo. 2:40 to go. Baseline, or a pass to the high post, I should say, for Maddie Wilsey, and she hits it. Good look from Bailey McCoy, and Unitigo makes it 37-36. Spartans on top with 2.5 to go by a point in the MAC championship game. Down low, Abby Yonner back out, Lila Byfield. A three ball, is it possible? No, hit the rim twice before popping out. Rebound Unitigo. Bailey McCoy coming back down the floor as Unitigo goes right to left.
Unitigo needs to execute here.
2:10 to go. Burtzel, far side. Goes to the high post for Kraft. The pull-up jumper is off the mark. A rebound is loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it, but McCoy comes away with it.
10 on the shot clock.
McCoy now to the left side. Back out Moosaw. Finds McCoy. There's that three-point spot, and she hits it. McCoy with 18. And it's a four-point lead for Unitigo, 40-36. With 1:45 left. Green needs a bucket on this possession. Here is Byfield on the right side. Dishing one off for Claire Flanagan to the interior. Abby Yonner, her jumper, no. Rebound, Moosaw is able to get it, but then she's double-teamed in the corner, and a timeout's going to be taken by Unitigo with 1:26 left. 1:26 to go, and Unitigo leads 40-36. We'll step away for 30 seconds on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
1:26 to go, 40-36 our score here, as it's the Unitigo girls leading Green in the MAC championship game with a 1:26 to go, and both teams are making huge shots here, Coach.
Yeah, you have to give a lot of credit to both teams. They're executing, they're playing hard, they're getting on the floor. Bailey McCoy has been huge here in the second half. She's probably made at least 3 three-pointers from that left wing. They seem to be all about within the same spot. So that was a key recognition by Unitigo there that they had the shot clock winding down. Good execution by Moosaw and McCoy to get an open look, and she knocked it down.
But I have McCoy for 5 threes. She's been incredible. Yeah. And it's something that you feel good for an athlete like Bailey. Great kid. Always kind of in the role player position, but tonight might be her night. 40-36, and Unitigo has the ball, leading by 4 with 1:15 to go. Big possession.
They can take it under a minute here if they run the shot clock down.
Burtzel at the top of the key. Now to McCoy, left side. McCoy floats one back to Moosaw. Now back to McCoy. 3 on the shot clock. Down low, Kraft, and she hits it. Kraft at the left. Low block, was able to finish with hardly any time left on the shot clock. And it's 42-36. Green needs a bucket on this possession with 50 seconds to go. Yonner, right side, a bounce pass to Flanagan. Inside Byfield, it's knocked out of bounds and will stay with the Trojans. 45 seconds left.
The other thing that's going to come into play here, it's still a two-possession game, but neither team has committed fouls. I mean, you got... Green hasn't committed a foul the whole half.
So 45 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Timeout taken by Green. Our score is Unitigo 42, Green 36. We'll step away for 30 on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
5 seconds left here in the fourth quarter, and it's the Unitigo girls leading 42-36, the MAC championship game. Trojans try to pass the ball to the interior. It's knocked out of bounds. We'll stay with Green. Coach, do you feel like you have to go for three here if you're Green?
Not necessarily, but the problem is the foul.
Shot by Byfield. Won't go down. Yonner gets it back. Now to Claire Flanagan. Four on the shot clock here. Down low for Butler. Puts it up. No. And Unitigo comes out of there with the ball with 27 seconds left. And Coach Gorton yelling for his girls to foul here with 21.6 left.
See, but like we talked before the break there, I said they hadn't committed a foul in the half. I'm thinking the boys' rules, but
right.
They hadn't committed a foul in the fourth quarter, so that's their first. Now they're going to have Unitigo inbound the ball, you know, four more times. Foul before they get to the two shots.
So this is going to be Green trying to foul, but Unitigo did a good job to pass out of it. Waste a couple of seconds, makes it 17.9 left. Coach Gorton wants to take a timeout, I think, here. And he does get one. So 17 seconds left. Unitigo leads 42-36. Green's going to have to foul. We are going to take a break, but we'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout, Unitigo will get it in. They waste off about another second and a half before another foul here on Green. So they're going to have to do what? Two more, Coach, right?
Two more.
Two more to go. Unitigo trying to kill any time that they can here. And they'll get it in. Moussa's going to be fouled right away. 14.9 left. And again, Unitigo leading 42-36.
And then with the girls' rule, they're automatically going to get two shots.
So you're just hoping if you're Green that they'll miss. And an inbounds pass here for Moussa. And a foul. 13.9 left. And this will send Kylie Moussa to the line. So Green's got a hope. She misses two. They get a rebound, come down, and hit a three and do it all over again, or at least hit a bucket of some kind.
Well, with this amount of time left, they probably need a three and then a quick foul, and then they would need two more misses and then another three.
So Moussa at the line. Her first shot is no good.
Unitigo wisely has no one in there to rebound for a silly foul, but they've only committed one foul, so they can foul as well.
Very true. Unitigo's second shot for Moussa, no good. Rebound Butler.
So Green takes a timeout to advance.
Smart move here by Coach Gorton. We'll keep it right here. So Green's going to take a full timeout with our score 42-36.
And they're going to put the ball on the opposite side of the court away from the bench. So in the girls' game, for those of you that don't know, was a new rule put in just a couple years ago that if you, in the fourth quarter, I think it's under a minute, if you get a rebound on a defensive possession and you don't dribble and you don't make an attempt to advance the ball up the court, on your timeout, you can say you want to advance the ball and they put it in your half of the court on your offensive end. So you don't have to use that time up. dribbling the ball up the court.
Yeah, it's been a fun rule the last couple of years to see how different coaches, at least for me, see how different coaches attempt to use it. So 13.4 to go here. Unitego girls leading 42-36. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you. Unitego looking for their second straight MAC championship game.
I've even seen in a girls game this year where there were multiple timeouts taken because the defense took a timeout and then the offense took a timeout just because they wanted to advance the ball.
Trojans with the ball. Again, they advanced it, so they are going to get it on the far side of the floor. Green going left to right. Again, just over 13 seconds left. Yonner's going to come from the far side of the court and try to go and grab this ball. Yonner to the left side. Green's going to try to get a shot off here. Yonner's going to fire up a deep three that's out of bounds. And we'll go back to Unitego. She might have forced that one a little bit, but there's only 6 seconds left. And now Unitego wants to take a timeout.
And they're going to advance the ball. That's the only reason for the timeout.
So 6.1 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. It's 42-36. And we'll give a chance to shout out some of our special sponsors again here tonight, including Jerry's Inn of Bainbridge, Rabido Gresham Insurance, Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, Lou Kaiser of Tax Resolutions in Otego, Village Variety in Unadilla, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, Resale 41 Consignment in Green, and the Canine Canal Dog Grooming and Boarding between Oxford and Green. Thank you to all our special sponsors here tonight and last night as well, helping us to bring four championship basketball games to you, and I'm sure we'll have some more coming up in the sectional tournament starting next week. Unitego fans can taste it now. They're very close to back-to-back MAC championships. As Maddie Wilsey will have the ball by the Unitego bench. They'll look to get it in. They loft a high shot to the far, or a high pass to the far side. Kraft missed the layup. Second chance, no. Time's going to run out, and Unitego will win the MAC championship 42-36. And Bob Z gets another championship for his resume, and the Unitego girls are back-to-back champs. What a game here, Coach.
Yeah, the difference in the game was Bailey McCoy knocking down those big shots and the foul trouble for Green. That really kind of sealed the deal. But give all the credit to Unitego for playing hard. Green has had a phenomenal season, too. So remember, still sectional play to come.
Yes, both these teams will be in the Section 4 Class C sectional tournament coming up starting next week as both teams are going to shake hands here. We will take a quick break and we'll come back and get you our final scoring summary here. But the Unitego girls win the MAC championship over Green 42-36, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Marabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Marabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Unadilla Valley as we wrap up the girls' MAC championship game with Unitego winning 42-36. here in dramatic fashion. They were down at the half, and a big comeback to win here to go back-to-back for the Unitego Spartans. 18 points, a game high for Bailey McCoy, the junior, having the game of her life here in the MAC championship for Unitego. Congratulations to her. 10 points for Maddie Wilsey, 8 for Kylie Musaw, 6 for Lizzie Kraft. On the other side for Green, a team high 10 points for Peyton Yonner, 8 apiece for Lila Beifeld and Abby Yonner, 6 for Claire Flanagan, 2 for Cassie Butler. We'll take a peek here at the other stats. Maddie Wilsey tonight finishes with 10 rebounds and 7 steals. Bailey McCoy gets to go with 18 points, 8 rebounds, 4 steals, and 4 assists. And so again, yeah, Maddie Wilsey with those 10 rebounds. Lizzie Kraft with 11 rebounds. Kylie Musaw with 5 rebounds, 4 steals, 5 assists. Excellent for Unitego.
Anna B., the intern, is pointing out that Madison Wilsey was the one who took both the charges on Peyton Yonner. So two key defensive plays there that kind of swung the momentum of the game and maybe have changed the outcome.
Abby Yonner with 11 rebounds on the other side. Cassie Butler with 11 rebounds as well for Green. So a great game, everything you'd want in a championship. And the Spartans are down taking their photos with their team flag. So let's wrap it up with our three awards here, Coach. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, always supporting local high school sports on WCDO. And for more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Bailey McCoy tonight, Coach, what else can you say?
I mean, she made all the big shots down the end of the game, came up with that key steal when the ball was kind of bouncing all over. She just played a really nice game, very under control. Didn't really take any bad shots, but when she got a good look, she knocked it down tonight. 5 threes, that's pretty big game for her, so congratulations, she did a nice job.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. They wish our local team success this season. We wanted to go with Maddie Wilsey here. Heck of a stat line, and just always doing a little something, the dirty work down low playing defense.
And when Green, when there was that one stretch in the fourth quarter where it was going back and forth, she made two huge baskets, one from the right baseline and kind of in the gray area, a little jump shot. Then she made a foul line, kind of a turnaround jump shot there to put him back ahead. So she made some really big shots tonight. And those two charges, you know, really big plays in the game there.
Lastly, tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season, is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'd like to go with Peyton Yonner tonight, those 10 points, but you can just see how important she is to her team.
Yeah, she's a good player. I think Unitego did a nice job of kind of controlling her tonight in the game, so she's probably disappointed like the rest of the Green kids, but, you know, 17-2 going into sectional play. Probably have a home game coming, so good luck to both teams in sectionals. Hopefully they can get some wins, and who knows, maybe they'll meet again down the road somewhere, and it'll be the rubber match because they split on the season.
The Section 4 Class C tournament loaded with town, of course, the number one team in the state, and the number one seed is Union Springs. All roads appear to lead to Union Springs, but we'll see how it all works out in the end. So that's going to wrap up tonight's broadcast. A huge thank you to Craig Stevens and, of course, our in-game producer, Jim Tomeo, back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Those guys do a tremendous job and do all the behind-the-scenes work, so a big thanks to them. And, Coach, thanks to Hannah Bonskowski and you tonight for coming out and doing all these games with us this week.
Yeah, it's always fun to come to these championship games. It's gives a good opportunity for our student athletes to demonstrate their skill and all their hard work. So congratulations to all the teams that got here. Congratulations to the winners. And best of luck to all the Section 4 teams in the sectional tournament.
Well, we'll be seeing you again soon, Coach, for some games down the road. But another exciting day in the books, and we'll see you soon.
Yes, thank you.
Again, the Delhi boys win the MAC championship, and the Unitego girls go back-to-back. An exciting day wrapping up here at Unadilla Valley. So, again, thanks to everybody for listening. Have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll see you soon on WCDO Sports.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.